President Bush praised the House this week for passing a bill designed to help some immigrants remain in the country while they seek legal residency. The controversial provision grants an extension to those applying for U.S. visas. But some immigrants and their advocates say the bill is extremely limited. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Online outside the INS office in Los Angeles yesterday, word spread that versions of the provision known as 245I had passed the House.
Es una nueva oportunidad para las personas que quieren reunir a sus familiares.
It's a new opportunity for people who want to stay reunited with their families, said Hector Pineda, who immigrated to this country from El Salvador. He said the House bill might help some people, but not many. Measure 245I allows undocumented immigrants who are married to citizens or who are parents of citizens to stay in the country while they're waiting for their visa applications to be processed. They could pay the INS $1,000 to do the paperwork here rather than return back to their countries of origin and risk not being able to come back for up to 10 years. Attorney Adelida Celada with the immigrant advocacy center El Rescate notes that 245I is not an amnesty.
It's not providing any new benefits for people that aren't qualified. We're talking about people that already qualify to adjust their status legally in this country. We're not talking about, you know, illegal immigrants out of the blue who are just getting a carte blanche to live here.
Hundreds of thousands of immigrants took advantage of 245I in the past, many of them rushing to get married before a cutoff date last April. The new bill passed by the House this week extends that deadline only to last August 15th.
So basically, this includes the June wedding crowd. Okay, this is not a large number of people.
Robert Foss is legal director of CARESEN, the Central American Resource Center. He estimates the House bill will benefit only about 20,000 immigrants who qualified by last August, but not hundreds of thousands more who are not now eligible.
We're kind of disappointed that this is such a paltry little extension, and really it's much more symbolic than substantive.
Foss says the House bill is just a political ploy by the president on the eve of his trip to Latin America. Mr. Bush plans to meet with Mexico's President Vicente Fox, who has been pressing the U.S. to permanently legalize millions of Mexicans living here. Foss predicts the gesture won't go over well.
It's so insulting because it doesn't deal with any of the basic problems in the relationship between North and South that's going on here.
Attorneys Foss and Celada say they're disappointed with the version that was passed by the House, and they hope that the Congress agrees to extend 245I indefinitely. That would help immigrants like Margarita Seravia, who did not get married to a U.S. citizen before last August 15th.
Por esas restricciones que tienen, seguiremos indocumentados por mucho tiempo.
Because of the law's new time restrictions, says Seravia, there will be many more undocumented immigrants like her living here illegally for many years. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.